get an overview, an idea of the Machlokes Oruch with the Tosfos here on the Daf, the fundamentals of the Machlokes, and then Pete said to come back to Rashi. It's very complicated. A few places over one, Sinis Rashi. And then we'll go back to the each case in the Tosfos with Rishonim and with Chiddush Ben Chaim Halevi. What's that with the Tosfos? Let's speak about the Chavred. Let's speak with the COVID about the Chavred. Yeah, Perish Oruch. And you should get hold of the Oruch and you should make a copy of the Oruch. And we'll see it inside. We'll see it inside of it. So I'm sure he has a copy. To copy it and everybody should have a copy. Make me a copy too, please. Perish Oruch, the Ripsig Reshid Lenicho. He going to Ovid, Barad the Chavrei. Again, the Acher, the Enoi, Oyavoi. Love somebody like you love yourself. But it means specific and hogus. So the MS is the Rambam has specific and hogus in two places in Hichos Ovil and in Hichos Deis. There's two types of two outdoors. But also, Ando Panam means Ain't Oyeva, it means Kanapsha. Okay, what? You're going to Dove Barad Chavich, and Bach Hashem Oyeva, the Shal is out of this, the Shal is out of punctuated Tosfos. Let's say Eino Oiva, okay, come on. The Akreitis Beheres Beshas Milish Eino Hano. See, that's the Gemara. It's important Gemara, we'll see it sooner or later. The Akuflam Gimel. The Gemara brings a pasuk that even though there's a neg on or her ola, it's mutter to cut it off. It means a pasuk. The Gemara says, when you're a pasuk, put his enemy's covering. It's also to cut off a neg. It's also to cut off a neg. It's also to a neg, to remove a neg. And this is the Torah. So when you're a pasuk, you matter me, his enemy's covering. Not interested in moving a neg. But the Gemara here, and the result, you know. The Gemara says, the double shem is covering. The Gemara says, the major shem is the segregation of lo yomus. Segregation of lo yomus. So the Gemara says, the father nevertheless can do it. The Gemara says in the middle of Kuflam Gimel Aleph. A father is a miscavin that he doesn't want his son to have a nega, so he's a miscavin. Acher is not miscavin. Remember, Acher should do it. The Gemara down here. That's what the Oruch is coming from. That's what he's talking about. The Kreit is Beharis Beshas Milish, Ein Loi Ano, Samut Lechachile. Filo Yisad Vabonin Leko. That's like, how's the typing going to be? The Ochlon, what the Gemara says, like this, what the Gemara says, it explains what was going on there. I have to start from the Aleph base. I have to understand this, obviously. The Gemara said, let's understand what's talking about the Tari portion, line by line, and the Gemara will feed over the Bible. I feel the Gemara says, oh, the cool level, the opposite of Kakadino, anytime he's Mizarit Zrodim or Mikasa or Menachish, he's being mapped with the Kaka. So what do cool love the opposite kaka and inu? What is it? Im? It always is. But so the Gemara says, "Kigoyin deloy mechavin." The Sod the Kigoyin deloy kol mechavin. It's not mechavin for that tikkun of Yibui Arav of Chorish. The Gemara says, "Kasha bayi bov v'dam tavayi made the shlimim segmesh of loyomus," which means even without the kavona. Well, let's go back. That's not right. What does it mean, Deloi Kol Mechavin? Deloi Kol Mechavin. It's not Mechavin for Tikkun, which I said. It's not Mechavin for Tikkun, for that result. It's not Mechavin for Tikkun. He's doing what he's doing. It's not Mechavin for Tikkun. So therefore what? So it's not awesome. It's not awesome. Why is it not awesome? Why is it not awesome? Deloi Kol Mechavin, but it's happening anyway. Before the Aloch of Abayi Bova, Abayi Bova said Aloch, but what's the... What mitzvah denim is covered? What does it mean, he's not mechavid? What? So, see, I have no idea. I mean, just a little bit. Dovah Shem is covered. It's not only in the game Shabbos, it's in the game called Tehu Kula. And if you know already, we already learned enough to know that it's in the game called Tehu Kula. From where? From Chodesh Beharis. Chodesh Milo. It's in the game called Tehu Kula. In Kol Tehu Kula, you have Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. But Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon in Gan Shas and the Gei, all the students of the Torah. Dovah She'enu Miskavin. Let's explain. Somebody does a Maisa, and the Neveru could result, or does result, but he didn't intend for that result. He didn't want that. He wasn't interested in it. He was doing something else. It's interesting, some other toitzah, some other result. So that's what Dovah She'enu Miskavin. So Rav Yehuda says, it's also in the Torah, in Kol Yisroel Mishav HaTorah. And Rav Shimon says, this is Machlokes in Kol Tehu Kula. What's the pshat? Okay. Right, that's Machlokes with Dovah She'enu Miskavin in Kol Tehu Kula. He has no intention, kavon or rotzon, as Reb Chaim says, for the result. If it happens according to Rav Yehuda, it's chayiv. He can't say, I didn't intend, I didn't know, I didn't think. It happened. He's not shoygig, he didn't take him by surprise. He knew it might happen, that's not, but he knew it might happen. But there's no surprises here. Moshe, the most nozir. The nozir is chayfei from a fast base. Can nozir is also to remove here from his head. Can he shampoo himself? So the Gemara says so. Totally on the Dovah She'enu Miskavin. Because why? Because here might come out. So it's not, if it does, it's not a surprise. It's going to be. It was even nicer. According to Shimon, he wasn't because he had no intention for that result.
It's
mutter. Mutter. Why is it mutter? So the vile. Why is it mutter? So the mice. Okay. So you can think. You can think one or two things. Rav Elchanan and Kevin Shurim says that the fact is that it's not a mice. That the mice that's done without kavona. For a specific result, it's not a ma'aseh. It's as if it happened, it was not misaches to him. As if it happened by itself. Not Gromo. That's not a ma'aseh. Not Gromo. Gromo is his ma'aseh, but not direct. Gromo. Nothing with Gromo. That was a good Gromo. Nothing to do. It's not a ma'aseh. That result is not misaches him. That's a Gromo. I do with any miscavin. Gromo can be miscavin and miscavin, but it's still poetry. The other way of understanding is that it is a meiser, but don't be chayiv. You have to be mitzaviv his kavon and rotten to doing the meiser. Go, we'll see. The avad in the afkamin, the afkamin and avona too. We'll see where the difference makes a difference. But that's the first. That dovah shem is coming kolter kulo.
Sorry, what was the second side?
The first side is that it's not a meiser b'chol. It's not his meiser. An event happened, but he's now considered to be the baal meiser. It's as if it happened to myself. He's not the when if the here comes out, he didn't pull out. It's not considered to be his meiser pulling out.
That's our plan.
Yeah.
What was the second side?
Second side is this is meiser, but it's not. It doesn't have a meiser very. It's not a very. It's not chayif for it. Because in order for that something to be a meiser very, he has to have kavanah for the result. And if he doesn't have kavanah, he's not chayif.
Where is the
kavanah? What? Perfect room held base. He has a whole piece about the Dovah Shem is coming. Very long piece.
Why does he want it?
You need kavanah for all. You need kavanah. Shall we? The what stage do you need? What logical stage do you need kavanah? You need kavanah for him to be considered to be oisem maaseh. You need kavanah for him to be considered to be chayiv for the result. So you can hear that the Torah, the coin of Shimon, the coin of Shimon, you could hear in Bechon and the Surah Kavanah, that in order for him to consider the oisem maaseh, he has to have kavanah for the Tzol. Otherwise, that Tzol, that specific Tzol, is not misachis to him as oisem maaseh. Let's go back to the Mitzvah. It's not like this. Then you have in Shabbos another law. The Dinim Melachas Mashavis. Melachas Mashavis. Which imposes other Dinim. Other Dinim. So that's specifically what it adds. Now we'll come to Mitzvah. We'll show him the Mechalik. That's Reb Chaim has all the Shikul about it. We'll come to it. Shabbos is another Dinim. Rashi Grad and Davain Hay talks about Melachas Mashavis. And that's a big shout why he introduces Melachas Mashavis. So now we have like this. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Leiko Mechavin. So he is not Mechavin for the Tzol of Yipoy Kakos and Chayv. So the Gemara, Rabbi Vav Adam Tavayu, Meidu Shimim Psegvei Shev Lo Yomus. Meidu Shimim Psegvei Shev Lo Yomus. Psegvei Shev Lo Yomus means cutting off head and not dying. So what does it mean? So Rashi, what's the Rashi and Sukhya? Well, that's the Pshat that everybody knows. I think Rashi and Sukhya, the Flamin Gimel says, Sigvesh almost means that suddenly he cuts off the head of a chicken because he wants to give his little son a ball to play with, but he doesn't want the chicken to die. Sigvesh almost. Sigvesh almost. So we don't say animus kavin when it's such a relationship, a yachas between the Tetzor and the Maisa, but Sigvesh almost defines or describes the relationship between the Tetzor and the Maisa. So the Poshim tells us like this. Well, what's mischanech from segresh v'loyomus? The first part is like this: the description, the way I've described it is, again, let's say before the oruch, I'll have a different chant. But the portion part before you get to the oruch, it's segresh v'loyom, and this is true. What I'm about to say is only toish v'shita, and other rishonim perhaps, or perhaps certainly other rishonim agree with him. The why the segresh v'loyomus means like this: that this animus kavim segresh at a the opposite ends of the spectrum in that Sigvesh Loyomus takes out of Venom's coming. Why does it take out of Venom's coming? Since this is Sigvesh Loyomus describes the relationship, a certain yachas, between the result that they saw and the asiya, and the mice of the gavel. It says that if the relationship is one that of inevitability, if it's inevitable, it's always going to happen. It's not that sometimes happens, sometimes not. It's always going to happen. So then, it leaves the Rav Shimon's Moide, even though Rav Shimon said, Dovah Shem is coming, also. But this is considered to be, but this is his Maisa. Time like this. So he according to the first, according to Rav Chon, the chart is like this. Tetzor, what was the word of Enim's coming? So without Kabbana for Tetzor, it's not considered to be the Isa Maisa. Yet Tetzor is not Mesachis, him, but Maisa. That's only if it might not happen. If they saw something which is not inevitable, but what he's doing. But if inevitably it's going to happen, so then he's considered to be the Baal Maisa. The guy makes Lema, according to the second Mahal report on the table, that he's considered to be that not be high for the Aver in the Kavan of the Tzol. If it's going to happen, inevitably, he's Mechami for it. He can't say, I didn't know, I didn't think, I didn't want. If he knows it's going to happen, there's enough Kavana inherent in his doing the Maestro that makes him a Mechami for the Tzol. An example, it's possible, let's take examples from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Mehmet Likin, Goyu Odo Mito Kisei Beshulchon. Right, the shadow of a divin example of the charisha. There's somebody slapping a very heavy object on the ground. So if it's very heavy, it's a very heavy, it's inevitably will make a charis in the ground. So that's a situation for Yomus. Because you can't say I didn't intend for the charis to be made. It was inevitable. It was a foregone conclusion. It was going to be made. If on the other hand it's a light object, which sometimes might make a chavitz, sometimes might not make a chavitz, then we go back to Emes Kavin. Okay, v'choyna. That's the poshut pshat. That's the poshut pshat in segreisho.
What?
In the kol terukulo, segreisho is in kol terukulo. Anytime segreisho is in kol terukulo.
By the nazir as well, same thing.
Yeah. If that's a meisah which inevitably will take care of his head, he's a chayim. He's also. Take an example in Zevochim, the Psari Aleph, not according to Rashi, but according to Tosfos. There's a lav he can't extinguish. Eish told me to cut down the mezbech osichbe. Hamcha beish ha mezbech is loike. It's also to extinguish the eish of the mezbech. The Gemara shayla hagin be mezalif yain agabe mezbech. When he put the yain, he might extinguish. He's going to extinguish the eish. So the Gemara says, "The Dovah Shalom is Kavin. Dovah Shalom is Kavin." Akupam the Rav's Dovah Shalom is Kavin. So Tosfos he did that. Right? This is a famous Rashi which says, "Not get which Ayin Shom Ayin is Rashi." You can't leave the sleep without knowing this Rashi. So make sure you look up the Rashi. It's Tzadik Aleph and Beis Bochim. Rashi needs a big plot. It's a famous Rashi. But Akoponim Tosfos says in many places, everywhere. Tosfos brings it here. Tosfos says that the case of Mizalva Kabish and the Tzenim's Kavin is because he does an oven that is not muchruch, it's not inevitable that the fire will go out. In other words, he will put it on the bosser, on a volume, put it in a place where there's no fire. We won't make them extinguish the fire. Then we say like this, I'm going to go back to the call of Enemus Kavin. That's Enemus Kavin. If it does extinguish it, but that extinguished it. He was Amos Kavin for that. So he's Archaev, it wasn't his Maisa. If, on the other hand, he takes a seifel of a Yain and he pours it directly on the fire, he can't say, I want to be Mechaim in the mitzvah of Hasech Nesach. Hasech Nesach Sheikha, the Alam Mizbeach. He can't say that because and I wasn't interested, and I wasn't interested in extinguishing a fire. It's a psychiatrical. It's inevitable. So he did it. Right. So we have two examples from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Vabai rov adam tzayim, moed b'shem sekev shvul yomus." L'tzricha dovid b'avid ha-chavrei. Now, l'tzricha dovid b'avid ha-chavrei. What's that? L'tzricha dovid b'avid ha-chavrei. It's not, he's somebody else's. L'tzricha dovid b'avid ha-chavrei. Here's where the oil comes in with the shita. And you have to go back then. Right? B'avid ha-chavrei. What's avid ha-chavrei? Avid ha-chavrei. He's not interested in the result. Not interested in the result. So here. What's the Avodah Chavis? The Chavis is like this. The logical, the causal relationship, the causal connection between the mice he's doing and the result is no different in his land or his friend's land, right? In terms of the causal relationship. If pulling out wheat from the ground inevitably improves the kalka, so that effect is achieved both in his and his friend's land. It doesn't make a difference. So here we come to the big shaila. What does it want me when the one says let's the COVID ba'aro di chavrei? So how did the Oruch learn? So the Oruch learned And let's go back to being in Tyson. Pesh Baruch, the Psygresh, the Lenichole. So the first thing we learn from here is that he calls it a Lenichole. Lenichole means it's not Nichol. Lenichole doesn't mean he's opposed to it. He doesn't care in half. Lenichole. He's not Nichol. He doesn't have any positive interest. Okay. It's Pesh Baruch again, the Psygresh, the Lenichole. He's going to over by the Chavi, which is what the Moses right in front of us. We're going in the case of Kaitse Bahamas. It's Mutal Khachila. Mutal Khachila was a few east of the Bonn Leko. Now, note, again, after we'll see them inside the Oroch inside, Brunel, if you can hold it and copy it. So, note that the Oroch right away put together Shabbos. And Shabbos to him. Right away, he puts together Shabbos and Shabbos to him. And he says, if it's a Loi Nicho, if it's a loy nicho, it's mutal chachile. Which tells you what does that mean? What does it mean? How does the Oroch understand? Well, what does loy nicho do to the psigresha? Psigresha means it's his maisa and it's also and it's chayiv. Loy nicho, says the Oroch, is what? It's not psigresha b'chal. It's not psigresha b'chal. It goes back to being dov shem eskavim, which is going to have shimin is mutu. It's also taka, but going to have shimin is mutu. Kind of shimis mutu and the heter of in the heter has nothing to do with specifically with Dine Shabbos because the Oroch applies it to Kol Terkula. That's all these rise and examples that they go back and forth. And the Sefer Oroch brings on the different rise. The other he puts Shabbos together with Shabbos Suim, which means behechrach that the Loi Nichole is goes back to being Enem Skavin.
Sounds like second sound that we said with an in a miskaven that it comes down to his kavana because we're saying that since it was lo nichole since he didn't want it so it'll be a darish in a miskaven even though there was the same result.
Yeah, but it's not that much. It could be that if he's not interested in the result, he's not considered to be his meisa. The result is a misachis him to his meisa, even though it's an inevitable result. No hechuch, It could go the other way for sure. Not yet muchuch. Yeah, clear, but after one does this is the hem muchlach. That loy nichole is not a p'tur mitzad dine Shabbos. It's a p'tur which applies to kol terkula. If it's a p'tur and a heter in kol terkula, it must be that it goes back to Ben Yamin's Kavin. So does yeah that the Oroch holds that the inevitable result is doesn't make a difference. It's only if he's nichol for the result. The objective fact of inevitability doesn't make a difference. It's only the Nichusa which makes him Chayiv. Sayin Kol Terkula and Sayin Shabbos. And without that, it goes back to being the Enem Skavim. That's Oroch Shita. So in Meile, it's Mutal Chachila, boyfriend that he's not Nichon the result.
So it's not Shaykh Nichon Enem Skavim.
What's that?
So whenever it's Nichon, it's automatically not Enem Skavim. You no longer have Enem Skavim as well, right?
Right.
Nichon and Skavim, Enem Skavim, the same thing.
Really? Not. And Mr. Shem, we'll get into Oroch more. It's Mukhrach that at two different levels. It's Mukhrach two different levels. Let me tell you something to think about. You look at the Gemara here. Look at the Gemara here. It's good to get the idea of what's going on here. Take Kuvlam and Gimel here. Kuvlam Gimel is the sugi. Basically, it's holding this sugi, Kuvlam and Gimel. Of Kratis Beheris, cutting off a neg on the Oro with a meal, with the Bris Milo. So the Gemara says on top of Kuflam Gimel, Lomeli Kro, Omer Ma, the fourth line, Bosser, Afabi, Sheshon Behez, Harishim is a Negev, Yomu. Halomeli Kro, affect the Gemara, Dov Hashem is Kavin, who? Dov Hashem is Kavin, is Mutter, according to Hashem. Omer, Baya, Yil, Nitzvah, I have taken the Gemara here. Loi Nitzvah, Elo, Rabbi Yudah, Doma, Dov Hashem is Kavin, also. Good, that's what Baya said. Rav said, Afil Tamer, Rav Shimin, Meidah, Rav Shimin, Rav Shimin holds in Kotev, Dov Hashem is Kavin, is Mutter. The shaili is, so if you have a moyul or anybody, somebody comes to be to cut off the meal, let's say a father comes to be a male son. And on the overall, there's a nega, so he's been going to the lab of Nishon Benega Tzimash, cutting off a nega. But his enem is Kavin. So the chavi is doing a ma'aseh to mutu. You don't need a posse to say it's mutu for the tzarich meal. It's mutu because his enem is Kavin. He's doing it for another purpose. Any purpose. So the Gemara says, no, here the Gemara introduces Rav Shim, Psygresha. It means cutting, this is an example of Psygresha. cutting off the correct is psikreisha. If that the neg is right there on the olah, it's cutting it off. It's a psikreisha. Elch psikreisha. God told me that. In terms of the causal connection, it's inevitable. When he cuts off the olah, he's removing the neg from the body. Correct, correct. Oh, so the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Rabbi. Now psikreisha according to olah is only nicholay. Correct. Psikreisha according to olah is only nicholay. Nichol. It's only nichol. It's not nichol. It's still any miskaven. So it must be that when any time you find in shas according to oruch psikreisha is nichol. If it's not nichol, it's not psikreisha. That's just the oruch. We just explained because there's no positive kavona. It goes back to being any miskaven. No positive kavona in rotzen. Even though the causal relationship in terms of cause and effect is inevitable, but the inevitable result is not chay for that without kavona and without rotzen, without kavona. Now the Gemara says Abai didn't hold of segregation, but Abai and Rav go always all together. And Shas, the two go together. Damit Avayu made the Shemim segregation for Yomus. So both the Shomus and Meirov and Sovu. Because Abai Lachachid didn't hold of a Sovu segregation. Abai didn't hold of it. It's Rav as a Chiddush. It's Rav as a Chiddush because after he heard it, both the Shomus and Sovu. So here's the positive side of it. There's a post of Shaila. Going to write that, that's what it says here. Feed the Oroch, I didn't understand. How can everybody not hold of it? What's the Chiddush? First of all, what I mean that the Shaila is, what's the Chiddush of Segregation? If Segregation means Nuchi wants it, so he wants it, they're doing it, they're doing it with Kavona. And Magam, Abai didn't know this. I mean, it's very, how can it be that Abai held, how can it be before Abai held, so if it was a Segregation, which means always Nicholai, Abai said, no, not Chayv, not Maisa. How can it be? How could it be? This the chiddush. It's poshut, right? They understand what I'm asking. Very poshut of shaila, but it's very central to understand the chiddush oruch. So with this, we're going to leave it. We'll come to this later.
Can you repeat the question?
What?
The tzitzah is nicha, but there's no kavan and actual maisa. Well, you don't want to do the maisa to the tzitzah, but you're not happy that tzitzah happened. But you don't actually care. You didn't do what you did for that tzitzah. He prefers if it happens.
Okay, so what? So therefore, what?
So Mike did the mice.
Okay, good. That's a keyboard. Correct. That's a keyboard. Yeah. Takbon, so I'm asking you a question. So if you ask if segregation kavon the hainuach, the answer is no, for sure not. It's not hainuach. Segregation is a degree less than kavona. It's a degree less than kavona. It's even foolish. It's a degree less than kavona. Correct. Yeah. Good. Then we'll see. It's foolish in divrei oruch. Mukhar in oruch. Back to Tosfos.
I mean, why should there be
Shaila Nakamaria?
What about a
Seidochol?
There's no
Seidochol. What's that say? Yeah, that's what I asked about the Ein Shom. Take a look. Vehitir, Rebbe, whatever it is, or Hitir, the real Oroch is Matir. Chovish HaBokakua, Vepishton, Hosir, HaPikak, Nusach Men, Yayim, Shabbos, Ava Bishi, Yev Shashul Yisrat, Kish, Mesa, HaPikak, Vahab, Sigurash, Kev, Zanen, Beshito, Zoyz. Okay. So I can develop. The male oruch is matir. Another example of maisa to engage in schito, which that's a sugin to be now. To engage in schito, because here it's a psikir, even though it's a psikiratio, but the loy nicholay, because he's not an enemy schito. It's because it's not the yain that he's squeezing out of the pkak is falling to the ground. The male is not. The male is he goes back to being an amskavin because it's a loy nichol. It remains in the category of animus kavin. Animus kavin is mutu kondushim. So the traces that disagrees lagami. Even nearer. Again, we're just going once over to get the idea of Jesus traces. Even nearer. The mabis mutu leitzim men alecho hoyos and la mishum tzayv deguva. Traces says it's not often a gemara. The gemara daf kuf zayin traces referring to. Traces learned the mabis mutu even leitzim men alecho means there's no kavana for. Not for Pesach, so it's a Torah called by Pesach is being made. Torah holds the segregation. The ilav mishum tayr gufo avbish and then the cloud of binyan of Pesach when it's carving cloud binyan of Pesach elu and the kiva be'almo to puncture the wound. It would have been also had not been that the bun suspended this mishum tayr or the gufo. Shilas atoysvus. So you see here I have a case of segregation. Do loy nicholay. He's a loy nicho. He's not nichusa. He's not no interest. In the Tzitzor, and the result of Pesach, in the group, which is Bein HaKondos, is Mashma, Bein HaPesach, Mashma, but nevertheless, it would have been awesome. So Tais is Chaylik, the Tais here is Mikatzer. So Tais is Chaylik on Oroch. So what's the plan? So Tais is Chaylik on the fundamental concept of the Oroch. The Oroch held that Chavon Avotzen is necessary for the Maisa to be a Maisa, and there's a Din Kol Tarikula. But again, the Oroch held Kol Tarikula. Without Chavon Avotzen for the result, it's not awesome. It's not awesome. Tais is holds that's not true. Tais holds it's not true. Then when the Gemara is Mechadish, that Taisa says that din is totally on this, if he Taisa. But this is Mamish, the Alupes of Taisa. It's only on this. A mice in which the result is not inevitable, so then lack of Kavon, the Taka Shalul, takes away the din mice. If the result is not, all the examples we have in Shas of Amos Kavon, and the three Taisa are all cases in which the result is not inevitable. Like Mazal, if Yannick Abishim, it's Amuchach that the fire will go out. Goyer was Baifan, it's Amos Kavon, it's Amuchach that the fire will be made. All the Amos Kavon, he goes, all of them. Taisa is inconsistent. Consistent with Kalgat. All the Adam's covenants in Shas, Fitaisavis, are all cases in which the result is not inevitable, but possible. If it's possible, so if Buddha says, if it's done, it's awesome, he did not vary. Hashem says, no, if it happens to happen, it's not his mice, it's not a vary, it's not a chayv, it's not a vary, he didn't do anything. He didn't do it, or he's not a chayv. Once the causal relationship is one of psik racial, Fibali Taisavis, so that doesn't apply anymore. He's Mimele Loisa Maisa. He's Mimele Loisa Maisa. He called Tarakula everywhere. And Hilgos Maisa, he called Tarakula to do one thing, which to do something, and there's an inevitable result. So with or without intention of that result, but if it's going to happen, so he's doing it. He's it's his Maisa.
And that's only the Rabbanon?
No. And he called Tarakula the Raisa. The Raisa. Huh?
Tigresha.
Yeah. The Raisa, in Shabbos, Enemus Kavin, Shabbos Taisa holds that Enemus Kavin, if you lose the Rabbon, then there's something else to be. Taisa is about to say, the next line, the bottom Taisa is here.
That stamp doesn't seem to stem with this
Taisa. That stems, everything stems. What doesn't stem?
Well,
what doesn't stem?
It says, he seems to be saying that Kavshat Nagamara is the secretion of Dwayne Echalei, which is also with Rabbon, with Pater.
Yeah. And that's
he says that it's
Misha, Shizer. Exactly. That's just Taisa. That's it. Fits together like a glove on a hand. I would go more drunk on the Shimin. That Melochus answer will go for Spotable also.
That's the same thing as Tigration.
Yeah. Let me explain it. I'm showing me this point. So, Shizer Taisa is. Shizer Taisa is that anytime you have this relationship of a result which is an inevitable byproduct of his Maisa, right? Whatever it is. Whether it's Yipui Kavka here, it's always, the Kavka is always a Mesapia. Or anywhere else, if he uses, if he pours the Yain Gabishim with a fire, it's a big flow of Yain Gabishim. In any case, is, or, yeah, we'll say that fine, hey, Mesham. He's considered to be, it's his Maisa. Wait, that's what I'm saying. It's his meister. To be his meister doesn't need nichus. It doesn't make a difference. Bein nicho, bein loy nicho. The only fact, there's only one critical factor, and that is the psik relationship, the causal relationship. Cause and effect. If the cause always results in this effect, inevitably results in that effect, it's his meister. That's the one that's his. Bein nicho, bein loy nicho. Niggas say, like it or not. It's his meister. Literally, like it or not. Im Kane, what shot when the Gemara says Bava de Chave? So the answer is in the bottom line, the last two lines on the Omud. Bava de Chave, perish de Chave. This is the next piece in the Shinas Taisis. Tavim Melocha Shemshul Gufa. Give the Taisit is that it's his Maise. So what's the Gemara mean Bava de Chave? Why is not Chayev? Shabbos has a new Aloch. Shabbos has many new Alochas. Shabbos has many, many requirements which the Kol Tarikula doesn't have. One of them is Melocha Shemshul Gufa. It has been Melocha Shemichel Gufa. Melacha Tikkun means it's not enough to do the Melacha on Shabbos deliberately with Tavona. You have to do it for the free Taisvis, for the Ke'ein, the purpose of the Melacha done in the Mikdash. That's just the Taisvis. Now I'm going to see about Yichus. The Melacha Tikkun Gufa means Tikkun Gufa, you need the Melacha done for a specific, for has to be done not only purposefully, not only does the Melacha have to be done with Tavona, which is a universal din. Second of all, it has to be done for a specific, for a purpose. For a purpose. And the purpose has to be Ke'ein, the purpose, the Tachlis, which was the purpose. And we'll have Mishem. We learn Kuvo, we'll come to that Mishem. Then we'll have it by Arichos, Mishem, and Tayshan, Mishem. Melachas Michal Gufa. The definition of Melachas Gufa is that Melacha is done for the Ke'ein, the purpose that was in the Mishkan. That's, for example, Chayfe Gumar Ve'ein Notzach Elul Afro. Somebody digs a hole, that's a classic example of Melachas Michal Gufa. That's a Makalta, but besides that, Melachas Michal Gufa. So Chayfe Gumar Ve'ein Notzach Elul Afro. He digs a hole because he needs the dirt. It's a Melachas Michal Gufa. He's not Chayf. He's not Chayf. He did it purposefully, and he did it for the. There's nothing incidental. I mean, he did it for a purposeful meister. Why is it answer Gufa? Because the tachlis objective that he has in mind doesn't coincide with the objective of Melaches Chayresh in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, in preparation of the Melaches and Mishkan. Melaches Chayresh in the Mishkan was like we learned until now. It's preparing the ground for something. You put out to accomplish a tzorech in the kaka in which the chavrut is being done. And here he has no interest in the fact that now he has a hole which he can plant. So even though it's the chol pochus, the creation is not more than that, he did a maestro making a hole in the ground. But he didn't do it for the right purpose. For the purpose that was done, that defines, so the Taishrit is that every melacha is defined by a specific objective. And the Shimon Sheet is that to be chayiv on Shabbos for doing that melacha, it's not enough to do the melacha, because one of them has to be done for that objective. If it's not done for that objective, it's not chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda holds on again. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the melacha chance to go with chayiv. He says you don't need to do it, for that objective. And any purpose enough. Any purpose makes it melachas machshavas, any purpose makes it tikkun. Right, that will come to that more than the Kuvot. So mele emes feroys. So mele out of the chavre means being at the tachlis, the purpose of the objective of Melechus Chayrish is what? It's Yipui, like the Gemara says. Yipui. So Chayrish, every Chayrish, like any other of the Lam Tes Melechus, right? Only if the Kavone of the Isa Melechus is for that purpose, for that objective. So if he's doing it in his own land, so then he's Nicho with the result. He's Nicho with the result. So he's doing Chayrisho, but if in there's a Tzrichel Gufa, because his land's being improved. Talking about land that's only the agricultural land, not a Chavez land in his land. His land being only to be improved. So he's nicho with the result. It's melacha tzrichel gufa. It's a miskavein because of the psik ratio, and it's a tzrichel gufa because he's nicho with the result. Now the chavre, hagam, he's doing melacha tzrichel gufa, he's doing melacha, it's his maisa. But he's potter. Why is he potter? Because he's not interested in the results. It's made the blood of Melacha and Tzrichel Gufa. What's the din of Melacha? Even according to Shimon, that says it's potter, it's potter avalosa. Melacha and Tzrichel Gufa, it's potter avalosa. Some would look at Chila. It's a nis of Rabbanon. Then any Melacha and Tzrichel Gufa is also to do. Also with Rabbanon. So if you tell you, the Gemara has to let Tzrichel Gufa about the Chayiv, the Gemara is only saying that that's why it's not Chayiv. Here the Bais is listening Chayiv. Im Chayiv. The Bais is listening the possibilities of Chiyuv, and Shiyuvim of Chiyuv, Shiyuvim, possibilities of Chiyuv. But out of the chavre is not a potter. That's why you need kavan el yabas a kach. Without kavan el yabas a kach, it's potter. Yeah.
How does Tos learn Beharis mitzvah?
There's no head to Menachos in the Tzichel Gufa. What? There's no head to Menachos in the Tzichel Gufa. Okay, it's also. That's why you need a potter to be matter it. It's talking, it's Minas Tam, whoever does it, it's even Nisa of Chodesh Beharis. That was right, the Rav Rabban asked the Kasha. We'll come to that. Well, why Achid didn't Achin Oviv? Achin Oviv. Couldn't the Rishonim in Spanish Rosim answer? We'll come to that. It has to do with definition. All the Oros Rai is all the Rishonim answer. Each one Mineu Be within that Pasha. Within that Pasha is an answer. Mechrek Sus and in Kreis Beharis, there's an answer Mineu Be. The Rav Rabban, not
the same thing as
what? Lochash and no. Lochash and Guf is the universal loch nechal Shabbos. From Chavish until Makapadish and Moitzi. Every loch is Chayv Kuntrim only designed for a specific objective. Nothing to do with Enemus Kavin. The biggest Kavonah and deliberate action, he's part of his objective doesn't coincide with the objective that for which the Moloch was done in the Mishkan. That's the universal din. Here, our the Chavrei is an example of Moloch and Sam Guf. And happens to be a Psyk Reisha too. But the Psyk Reisha says, no, he's not part because of Enemus Kavin, because he's Yamus Kavin. Psyk Reisha makes him as Kavin, and he remains him as Kavin. He's the Lein Nicho is only a Ptur Mitzah Dinei Shabbos. So Navkin Mina is in Kol Torah Kulo. The Mina comes in the Maises defines being his Maises. So Shabbos is doing a Maises, but also in the Bonin. In Kol Torah Kulo, there's no Loch of Tzvich L'Gufo. So it's Chayiv. Now it's also Chayiv. Chayiv, whatever the Chayiv is.
So I thought for two reasons. Firstly, because it's not finished with L'Gufo. And secondly, because
There's only one Tosfos that's one and the same thing. Psyk Reisha and Nichlei is part of Shabbos because it's Enes Gufo, period. There's only one Ptur. See, the Tosfos is the Psyk Reisha and Nichlei is the Moch Enes Gufo. The two Loi Midi.
Same thing.
A Loi Nichlei is part of because it's Enes Gufo, not because Enes Kavin. And this is the Machlei, it's Ochon Tosfos. Fido Oroch, every Loi Nichlei is Enes Kavin. We may, it's Negei Kol Torah Kulo. Three tases, and when we find in here in Shabbos, where the few places you find the loy nicholei, it's part of because it's more sensitive to gufo. But in Kol Torah Kulo, it remains it's in Shabbos, it's his maaser, but it's part of in Kol Torah Kulo, it's his maaser in Chayiv. Unless there's a specific factor involved in some issue that says the Vodaka Bani is not Chayiv. Yeah, is that clear? I mean, it's not clear. We can't go. This is a ganze sugi. I'm not sure. A regalachas. It does feel good. Not more than regalachas.
How does nechalei make a difference by
melachshen to the gufa? According to Tosfos, the difference between nicha and loy nichalei is exactly the same thing as saying tzvich gufa and tzvich gufa. Exactly the same thing. If it's nichalei, so the mocha is done for this objective. If it's a loy nicholei, so he's not interested in the purpose and what's being accomplished. So it's an enes tzvichel gufo. Nicholei means he's in. Im to loy mal. Let's explain a little bit more, a little bit better. L'chayy yesh loy mal fi tayshvus that fi tayshvus yesh loy mal dias the chiddush of segreisho. By Rav, I'm saying Moitiv Abshimim b'Psegreisho lo yomus. It's having the double chiddush in that. The double chiddush. There's a chiddush. Yeah. There's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that it's considered miskavin. That will explain the inevitability of the result. Makes the mention of miskavin for that. That's in Dinei Maisa. That's in Dinei Maisa Kol Torah Kulo. That's the first chiddush. The second chiddush. The boyfriend. That is nicholei. Rav Shimon, the Moed Rav Shimon is also what in Rav Shimon Shita in Neres Sugi. Now, the Moed Rav Shimon is the Moed Rav Shimon is Moed because of two Shitas. There's a Chiddush of Rav Shimon and two Sugis of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon Rav Yud, if you want. And he's Moed in the Sugi of Dovah Shem Miskavin, that he's not the Enem Miskavin anymore, he's a Miskavin, because it's a Psegresh of Loi Omos, in Kol Torah Kulo. Secondly, Moed Rav Shimon, the Boyfriend is not Psegreshodik, and it's a nicho, a psikresh of boyfriend. That's a psikresh of nicho, as opposed to loy nicho. So he's doing a melacha hashmich l'gufo. Hashmich l'gufo. Again, the same as Derech, what we said before in Oruch, that this is a chiddush. In the chiddush of Shimon is that even though Bam is like take out composure, let's illustrate it in our Gemara. The Gemara Tosfos Ulshin in the Achiluk Egregus, the Beimuk Mefchulu. That was the kag koshu. All the kulal v'yabas the kag ninhu. You just said im. So im means what's his primary thought? What's he thinking primarily? So he was thinking lachilu. So what it means? So when the Gemara says, "Oh, to chulu lavi abas akaka," so luchori the Gemara's kasha was that if objectively it's being yabas akaka, shibchai bekoshu. Again, to which the Gemara said, "Lego mechavin." Then the Gemara says, "I have a segregation of loyomus, it's a kasha." So at this point, when Gemara says to Gemara Shlomo Yomos, Gemara says he should be chayv and kapta shloim for doing kosher. Why? I, his original intention was it's still lehesek, it's still lebehemo. He wasn't thinking primarily liyapas akaka. So why does Gemara have shver? From va'or abay v'over damet abay merdim shem and Gemara Shlomo Yomos. The answer to the context is like this. Every Gemara Shlomo context is here. See that you understand. Kondab Shimin, when the Taisa says, made of the few Taisas, when the Gemara says, made of Shimon, Segreshul Yomos, it means, of Segreshul, made of Shimon means it's Chayim and Shabbos. It's Chayim and Shabbos. So it means not only in the inevitability of the Segreshul, but it's a Nicholai. Every Segreshul Shimon is made, has to be a Nicholai. So what's the Chiddush on that? The Chiddush is that even though his primary intention is, Vachilo, Vabheime, Vachulu, but nevertheless, if he's doing it in his own land, so there are two things here. Number one, he's mimela, but inevitably improving his land. He's doing a maisa charisha in his karka. And number two, the teitzah is a nichole. So this second thing, that the teitzah is nichole, is enough to be mechayivim on Shabbos. If it's enough to be mechayivim, it means that the second criterion, or the second condition for chiyuv, namely, melocha, tzvichel guf, has been met. So psikvesha, v'lo yomus, the nichole, psikvesha, the nichole, fulfills two conditions. Number one, makes him his coming. Number two, in Shabbat, it is a mlocha, tzvichel guf. The fact of nichuza is a mlocha, tzvichel guf. If he's happy with the result, if he's nicho with the result, even though his primary intention is liyabas, is la'achilo. But nevertheless, it's mlocha, tzvichel guf. When is he not chai for the result? Out of the chave, when he couldn't kill less. If he couldn't kill less, then it's ene tzvichel guf. The name is tzvichel guf, because he's... The result is meaningless for him. The result is meaningless for him. It's ain't a spiritual gufa. You don't have to be opposed to it. There's no nichus of him. The man, claws, that's clear.
Nicha is other things besides the lachan I was in the Mishkan. For example, if you close a window, if you open up a window and it blows out the candle, so the nicha there doesn't necessarily have to be to relight it. It could just be to save the wick.
But then that's.
That's
mechabe. That's part of because it's sugar mechabe. Sugar mechabe. Because mechabe is only last kachom. Come on, the sugar that blows now. That's sugar now. In some of the segreish is a segreish for sure. Segreish. The shali is. Is it? It's not soisim as lulus bimkoyme. The difference. That's a fascinating sugar, but it's complicated. Complicated medicine.
So, according to
Tosis,
if it's
nichli,
that means it was part of his
original intention. No, so nichli means the nichus. That's exactly the point that we brought on the och. It comes up in Tosis too. That way, the tzvichel gufo. That nichli means that the whole pochus is he's happy and not opposed to the result. The result is good for him. It's nichli that this is happening. But out of the day, it's nichli that his kak is being misyafir, so Mel, that's not being mechayim. Even though he didn't lechachila set out to do it.
How does it mean that was called a bit
of tachkis? That's exactly the point I'm making. That's the chiz of Bai Vrova, Dami Tavai. And that's why Dav Kufa Amin Gimel, that's talking about, that's only called Noah, he said. But that's part of the chiddush. That Kufa is the chiddush. That's exactly the point I was making now. There's a chiddush in both sugyas, the sugya of Miskavim, and the sugya of Svichal Kufa. That this nichuso, which is part of his doing the malacha bin nichuso, his lands being misyape, so mele is enough to make a tzvichel gufo. It's just like in Tim Salema, it's an outgrowth of the fact that he's miskaben. Yeish Lema. In that one, any time he's mizaved and toilish, so he knows that the kaka is being misyape. So just like he can't say, I'm an enemy's coven for that, because it's inevitable. He can't say, if it's our day, he can't say, the result is totally relevant to me, because in your land, it's relevant. Because you know, tomorrow he's going to plant here. Because that's our day. That's our day. In the Chanami, if it's Mukhrach, if we know for sure that Takke, the Lord, he doesn't care, so then that's our Chavi. Our Chavi is an example. Dibbe Behoive. Our Chavi means he couldn't care less about the result. So if it's somebody that's in the space, if somebody has a chotzen, which is not planting, mistombi won't be chayv. Somebody has a chotzen, he never will plant. Mistombi, it's a mistombi, he's potter.
So the guy's passive, he doesn't care if yes or not, so... Which means, does that have to be something positive?
That's
be
passive. It has to be. Okay, that's lo yichmesle. What Rashi calls. That's lo yichmesle. That's what Tais said about totally disinterested. Passes the poter, but passes the poter. That's the poter. So is that clear? Is that clear?
Even in your friend's field, if you wanted to have in your friend's field, to specify that you like don't like.
Yes, that's why Ein Oyev. Of course, Dibe Mahayve. Dibe Mahayve. Poter like that. But the rest of the, we didn't have the time. We have the principles of Oruch and Tosfos already. Let's try to turn to Rashi a little bit. Then we'll come back to Tosfos. Don't worry, Mishnah will come back to the rest of Tosfos. Let's look at the Rashi. Why did she this Rashi? She's Rashi. There's a lot of Rashi's in a lot of places, and to pull them all together is quite a formidable task. There's Rashi here. There's Rashi 9-head Kivegi brings. As a Shigul Sim Kivegi, before we get into it, Him Kivegi says Sochim Ksas, and the Chidushim, which are printed in the Kudim, says Sochim Godel. Sim Kivegi. So Shem Haiman was in Dyke, every Lashon Kusha that he had was Bediak. Ayin, Sochim, Sochim Ksas, Sochim Godel, Yeshu Ayin, every word is a different degree. Yeah, okay. Like this. What is so Rashi? If you want other Rashi's ways, Rashi, and Hey Rashi, and Zvokim Sadiyalov we mentioned. That's great. So Kuf Chafalov from the base. It's also Kivegi there. Kuf Chafalov from the base of Shabbos. Then you have the very short Rashi, but you have to know if it means it in Bechoris of Chafalov. And then in base also by building the Sugi Boyul. What happens is there? Rashi says, "Ain't no miskavin. Ain't no miskavin." In some places, and Krista, very important Rashi, Krista Chof, that you should look up. Krista's Daf Chof on the base, which is look at that, as Reb Chaim brings. Krista Chof. Let's see. What's that here? Rashi, he says, Ba'agam Shein Tzalch Li Yapois. Let's go back before, I'm sorry. Article Rav Li Yapois, the Kaka Ninu, the Harei Kaka Mishyata Meilom. Agam Shein Tzalch Li Yapois. Aval Chavei Lo Yichpas Le. Lo Yichpas Le. Tosh Ed Rashi, Lo Yichpas. Lichbas means he's indifferent. He's indifferent. So Pashto's that's part of the sugi here, that's what we said. That the Pashto's indifferent means he's potter. Indifferent means he's potter. So what if he's indifferent? It's on Kaka, that's a shalom to his chavet, a shalom. But indifferent, that's how you do it. How do you have indifferent? Now, take a look at the fine thing. Make a start here. Say a chilot, the Gemara said, Tzod chilot, the Gemara said, Tzod chilot, the Gemara said, yes. V'chayv nami mishum nitzil shomu. What peitzeach was means squeezing. Rashi says squeezing out the blood. Peitzeach literally means squeezing out the blood. Squeezing out the blood. So why is not chayv mishum sedisha the machlokes tanon mitnan avosig v'chom? So it's chayv mishum sedisha. Why is not chayv? He squeezes out the blood. Why is not chayv mishum nitzil shomu? That he's killing the fish, killing it. He had dying. Why is not chayv? So Rabbi Yechon said, "Potsay meis." That's not squeezing until the fish is dead. Rav Amar, no. If you tell me to potsay chayim, misasek who eats until the tilas is shomer. Misasek eats until the shomer. Now, Tosfos says, "Misasek eats until the shomer." Tosfos says it's muchvach, but Tosfos says it's meis. The Taitan Tosfos in the Maslam misasek in the third wide line, the end of the second wide line. Haynu misasek dochayim dovashem miskavin. Ain't no miskaven, says Tosfos. When the Gemara says misasek, it's miskaven. Why? What does it mean? Then miskaven klal l'mrocho. Then miskaven klal from brachas netilas neshama. Neshama shayfet. Neshama is one of the lamed as mrochos. So when he's squeezing out the blood of the chilazon, he's doing it to get chelus. He wants to make chelus with sitzes. Not interested. He's an miskaven. He's an miskaven for netilas neshama. So we should come more objects. Rabbi Rav Adam Tavayu. So that's how Tosh Taish Mitzasek. Says Mitzasek means Enem Skavim. So we should more says, right in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Adam Tavayu. Made of Shem Yim 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 if you squeeze out the blood of a Baal-Chai until the end, any Baal-Chai is the killer Baal-Chai. So the Medrashim is a psikmeshul yomut is chayim. And so the Gemara says, "I know how the Kama Dizlin is number 2. Nichalek Eich the Lislal Sivay." And this Tosh goes literally Tosom. What does it mean? It's a Luga Tosh is Tvei Nichalek. That the Tosh of the Gemara means that he wants that the Kol Zman the Chilosin is alive. The blood is better. So he's not a Nichol with the Chilosin dying. He's a Lo Nichol. He wants the Chilosin to stay alive. So the Lo Nichole. So what? So Tosh is in Tvei Nichole. Luga Tosh is Tvei Nichole. Perush, Avogav David Sigresh is the major of Shimon Hochemim, so Mishum, Tavim Locha, Shem Tzvichol, Le Gufo. So, it's Ein Tzvichol Gufo. Ein Tzvichol Gufo. And then Tzvichol Gufo. And then Tzvichol Gufo. And then Tzvichol Gufo. So Tzvichol Gufo, she does the Mamish. Kon the Tzvichol Gufo, the Bali Tzvichol Gufo, these two sugis line up. Correct, two sugis line up Mamish. That what you have here is a case of Sigresh. In the fine hay is a situation of the Lusha Shoma. The Mloch is Chayv is Tzot, but if it's squeezing out the dam is not Chayv. From the Lusha Shoma, for fun. Why is it not Chayv? Because he's not interested in killing it. It's happening inevitably. The answer is yeah. So, it's happening inevitably. So, if this will be a human being, he'd be a Ritzayach, the Tesis. He'd be a Ritzayach. A human being, he'd be a Ritzayach. And called the Kula, the Teshit is that Psegration almost establishes a Miskavain, which he can't move. It doesn't move from his place. A Psegration, the causal, the objective cause and effect relationship makes him nice and nicer. Why is the Potter here? Because Eloi Nicho. Why is Eloi Nicho? He's not interested in the fish being dead. Do we have to come out as being opposed to it? No, that doesn't have to be opposed to it. It's not being different. Granted, here, he doesn't want it. But he doesn't want it, it's merely incidental. It's enough that he doesn't want it dead. He doesn't need it dead, he doesn't want it dead. He doesn't want it, but even Chayuvi dead. This is like out of Chayuvi. So why is the pot, why is it not Chayuvi? It's Melochus and Sivu Gufo. Melochus and Sivu Gufo. Fitaisa, Sai here and Sai in Daf Kuv Gimel, we have to add an important point. The coin of Rudo, the Melochus and Sivu Gufo. Is chayev. We do see it in Masada Shabbos. Melachos shayev. Who gufas chayev? Me tois. Every segreshul nichos chayev. Kon Rav Yudon. But it's moving mail, right? Maybe novin. That the fear of Yudon. Every melach. Any. The every melachos shayev. Gufas chayev. Every segreshul nichos. It's also chayev. Kon Rav Yudon. Why? He's a miskayev. Do melach. That's all gufa. It's chayev.
Will ever make a difference because Yudon holds that those miskayev is also chayev.
This is a miskayev. What?
Rav Yudon holds and say never become a sinner.
Tais Rashid in half a dozen places is that any miskaven in Shabbos is also awesome midrabon. Segregation makes it chayv minatara. In Shabbos in Kol Din Torah it's also midrasa. In Shabbos any miskaven is also midrabon. Why? Because the melech is not Shabbos. Segregation makes a chayv. So Abad makes difference. Now Rashi, let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi misasek. Who ate on Tilas Shalom Makloima? The Gabbin and Tilas Shalom have Misasik Vidov Achia below Yahavi and Lechas Mashavish and Miskavin Shayomus. The Rashi, Halloy Dovho, right away, this Rashi is very noteworthy before the next Rashi. What's noteworthy about this Rashi? Rashi doesn't say Misasik Labdafka and the Gemara means Enim Skavin. Because Rashi says it's from Melechus Machshavus. It's Melechus Machshavus. So Rashi, learned the Mitzvah. So has Rashi tied to Kloy Ma'al Gav Mitzvah Ha'am Sassi Dov Achia? What's the problem with Rashi? When the Gemara says Kwan Teisvitz, Pete Teisvitz, the Gemara says, Misasek Torah says Mi Zem Skavim, which is the proof of Kol Torah Kulam. Rashi limits it to Shabbos, and Melechus Mashabbos. So therefore, Rashi introduces Rashi when Misasik is Bedafke. I understand. Rashi therefore learned that Misasik doesn't mean any Miskavin. Rashi learned that Misasik is a Mesulim Dikiptur here in Shabbos, and Nach Shabbos calls him Nach Shabbos. How's Rashi tied to Gemom? What's Misasik? What's in English? What's Rashi say? He's not doing it for the subjective. Not that he doesn't know it's going to happen. It might not happen. The Gemara knows Milach Archile. See, according to Tosfos, perhaps he can learn that until the Gemara says it's a subsequential, so we think he doesn't know. He's uninterested in Miskavim. Rashi learns Milach Archile, we know he's a Miskavim called Tokula. He is. What's missing is what Rashi calls his Misasik Dovache. What does that mean? How would you explain that? Explain that. Wasn't his Misasik Bidovache? Wasn't it? He's doing something. It's a. What does it mean? He's putting on tefillin and doing something else at the same time. What does it mean? Like, you're not supposed to say broch, you're not supposed to do something else. What does it mean? Misasek bito v'acher. He's squeezing the chilosim with the all's kavon, all's kavon, all's might. What does misasek bito v'acher? What does it mean?
Is that a focus?
What? No, what does it mean?
The two Hashem is occurring.
This objective, he's not interested in this objective. That's what Rashi types this. What he's interested in, the purpose, objective that he has in mind when he's squeezing it is to have the blood and not to kill it. That's in Rashi. And Rashi, so in other words, we're beyond that. According to Rashi, if we're holding with that point already, that's nothing to do with the animus asset, with the animus kavim. I'm saying, I'm explaining Rashi already. That's not the animus kavim, that's already beyond the animus kavim kol tev kulo. Again, because Rashi, we have to explain this in uniquely Hilchos Shabbos terms, because Rashi says it's all from Melachos Machshavos. Melech Archil, we're only dealing with Melachos Machshavos. I mean, the general animus kavim is not what's going on here. It's Melachos Machshavos. So that's what Rashi says. So Misasim Dovachi is interested in a different objective. He's doing it. He's not fatracht, like you say in Yiddish, fatracht. Misasik in the class where Rashi is Kloimar. Kloimar always the cloud in Rashi is Kimar without a grace in the cloud. Kloimar means different than a literal translation. That's always in Rashi. Any Kloimar, you have to stolz the chob and say, how is Rashi changing the text of the words? Every Rashi, every Kloima means that the type is different, but don't be misled, and the plan is something else. So what's the Kloima here? Here they look like this, because in Misasek, in Klagodol, in Sanhedrin, and in creases over there, we have Misasek means there's a mistake in the identity of the Chepsev, the Chal. In other words, he wanted to pick up a piece of Suman, he picked up a piece of Chalev, and he ate it. He picked up the wrong piece, and the Chalev for the Chalev is Suman, Masek. Or he thought this, he thought it was this, that. Or he thought, or he thought that this guy, again, this guy like B.S. Tolus, V'chotach Hashem Chubim. He engaged in Koitzer, Adem Sasek. Means he switched, or he thought that the Chavitz was, he thought that this apple, or the Chavitz, or the tomato was already Tolus Mekaka, and he picked it up, he found out it was Mechubim. That's Miss Asik. Yes, actually, that's what says Kiloimah. This is not the standard type of misasik. But here, the substitution takes place not in the Maise or the Chepitz. Substitution is Kloima in his objective. He's not doing it for the objective of the Shoma. That's misasik means he has different, he's doing the Maise with different objective in mind. Okay, this is the beginning of the Hasbin Rashi.